This year's class of high school freshmen will be the first to graduate with the new kind of diploma 3 years from now. To get it, they'll have to show proficiency in a number of subjects. We've been following the transition to this new system at a small rural high school near Lewiston in a series we're calling Lessons from Oak Hill. In this report, Robbie Feinberg found one of the most controversial changes has been replacing the traditional A through F grading system, and the pushback from critics has already led some districts to respond.
Shella Rostron gushes about her son, Gavin. He's only a freshman at Oak Hill High School, but he's already quarterback of the football team and a varsity baseball player. Plus, he's smart, always getting A's and B's.
We've been very lucky with that he's a studious child and takes great pride in performing at his best.
But when Gavin's first semester report card came home last fall, those A's and B's had been replaced by threes and fours, part of a new proficiency-based grading system. A three means a student is proficient, while a four means they've exceeded the standard. When Rostron first saw those grades, she was concerned. Under this new system, not a single Oak Hill freshman made high honors last fall. That made her wonder if her son would be able to separate himself from his peers.
It was when the final grades came in and nobody was beyond, then I was kind of like, what's going on? And made me, need to ask more questions. I had several other parents in the community that turned to me and said, do you know anything about this? What's going on?
Few parents did. Many were confused, and their concerns grew loud enough that in early April, Oak Hill High School principal Marco Aliberti asked those parents to meet in the high school library on a chilly Wednesday evening, where he could explain all these new changes.
Hi guys, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Aliberti welcomes about a dozen parents inside. He asks for questions, then launches into a slideshow describing these new grades.
So what is proficiency? And so this is our four-point scale.
Aliberti, like many administrators in Maine, supports this new 1-4 grading system. He tells the parents that under the traditional A through F system, students can still pass a class without understanding a certain subject. He says with this new system, that can't happen. Gaps aren't allowed.
We want to change that paradigm. We want to make sure that when our kids leave with an Oak Hill High School diploma, I can say, here is what they know, here are the standards that they are meeting, and at what level of proficiency we expect them to meet at.
But parents have a lot of questions. Some want to know how the grades will affect college admissions. One parent says in this new system, every child could just wind up with similar grades, making it difficult to stand out.
How are you distinguishing those kids that have, that are in that top 10 or that top percentage or National Honor Society or things like that? I mean, they work hard for that, so.
Absolutely.
Aliberti acknowledges that's a concern. He says Oak Hill is still working out some bugs and making sure students can exceed standards in every course so they can differentiate themselves academically. In other districts, though, parents have begun to push back even harder.
So I'm here just very simply to ask for the board.
Last month, dozens of parents from Freeport, Pownall, and Durham flooded a school board meeting for their local district, RSU 5. One by one, they told school officials that proficiency-based grading wasn't working for their children.
These grades that sort of show up, oh yeah, they change all the time, oh this doesn't count in that, it doesn't motivate them.
I have heard no compelling reason for this type of reporting.
And I think the teachers need some more additional training on this and time to train on this before it's actually implemented to the students.
In response, the district commissioned a survey of teachers and students. It found that at the elementary and middle school levels, the majority were happy with proficiency-based grading and had seen improved standardized test scores. But it was a different story at Freeport High School, where most teachers said the system needed to be fixed. Superintendent Becky Foley says the school has decided to make a change.
We believe that we need to step back and go back to the 0 to 100 grading, more of a hybrid approach at the high school level.
The new grading system isn't mandated as part of the diploma law, but nearly two-thirds of Maine's districts adopted some form of proficiency-based grading. One district that chose not to stick with traditional grades was Yarmouth.
We took the emotion out by not jumping on the bandwagon and saying, we're going to 1-4 grading and that's going to make our school better. I just don't see how that makes your school better.
Superintendent Andrew Doloff says while the district has made major changes as its transition to proficiency-based diplomas, he believes keeping traditional grading in place was the right decision.
And because we didn't add in that confusing and emotional piece around the report card or the diploma, we've had nothing but, you know, meaningful, positive conversations with the community about this.
Anything else, ladies and gentlemen?
Back at the Oak Hill Library, Principal Marco Aliberti tells parents that his high school is sticking with proficiency-based education, including the new grading system. But he acknowledges the transition is scary, so he tells them to stay involved.
Or we can do this again. We could do it weekly. I don't have a problem with that. I would rather we have the conversation now instead of 4 years from now and you being like, I still don't understand how this works. It's a big change. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
Parent Shella Rostrin says she appreciates that openness, but she's also not taking any chances. Earlier this year, she called 9 different colleges from Maine to Pennsylvania and asked them whether her son would have a fair shot at being accepted under the proficiency-based grading system.
I was really relieved after talking with them because everybody there basically said, as long as we have some type of a explanation on how to read, then things will be fine.
And as her son's graduation day gets closer, Rostrin says she may wind up back at the high school, peppering staff with more and more questions. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And support for Maine Public's education reporting comes from a grant by the Nellie Mae Education Foundation.